Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie today on In the Loop as we recap the great win yesterday from the Texans. And let's hear from the head coach himself. Here's DeMeco Ryans' press conference.
Being where they're supposed to be. And we still have things to clean up when it comes to protections and things that are happening that we have to get fixed, that we've talked about and worked multiple times that we still have to clean up. So it's not where it needs to be right now, but we're doing a really solid job up front. Titus playing really good up front as well. So we got some guys doing some good things. Just got to continue to rein it in and play collectively much better.
Christy?
DeMeco, I know you always talk to your team about taking things week by week and not looking past or looking forward, but how proud are you of your team that they heeded that message, put the first 3 weeks behind them, and were able to bounce back the way you guys have the last 2 weeks?
I'm really proud of our team because that's really the only thing that we can focus on. We can't go back and change what happened the first 3 weeks. We can learn from it, right? We can improve on the miscues that we've had, and we can be better because of the things that happened. And I think that's what our guys are doing a really good job of. And the main thing, Chris, is just us taking care of the football, right? That's been the biggest game changer for us these past 2 weeks. Like, we've had zero turnovers. We possess the ball. And the more we continue to do that in every game, that's always the goal. If we do that, we're going to have an opportunity to win the game.
Aaron?
Come on, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, DeMeco.
Morning.
When you look at the way some of the guys have performed, including some of the guys that maybe don't get a lot of attention, like a Blake Fisher or Tommy Tugiai, some of the linemen on both sides of the football, what are you seeing from some of your depth and some of their contributions? And we saw you use those guys a little more expanded role on Sunday. Thank you.
What you're seeing from young guys like Tommy, who steps in, and I always compliment Tommy because Tommy is a young guy who goes out and he just does it the way that we coach him to do every single time. And it's no surprise when he makes the plays that he makes in games. And there are huge plays that he makes. He played the run game really well yesterday. Also, just his awareness when it's screens and trap plays. Like, he's probably one of our best guys at playing those things because he's aware, instinctive, and does it the right way. Blake stepped in our jumbo package, and he handled that role very well. He handled the edge in a running game, gave us some lanes there to run the football. So he's done well with the small role that we've given him in the jumbo package, and I always look at it like this: when guys do well with the few things that they're given, then you can trust them with more things. So happy, you know, and pleased with our young guys for what they're doing.
Sarge.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning.
On last week, you talked about Kamari Lassiter a lot in the way that he practiced, and then he went out and he applied that in the game. But speaking with him post game, he was happy for the win, but he focused on the things that he could have done better. Is that just something that not only that you've seen from him in his second year, but, you know, from some of the other players on the defensive side of the ball who has that same mindset?
Well, from that mindset, sir, I want our entire team thinking that way, how Kamari is thinking. It's not about getting overly excited about the big play or the win. It's focusing on, man, what about those plays you miss? Like, that's where you should harp on the most to me, because how can you get better and play a complete game as a player? That's what you're always seeking. And I understand nobody's going to be perfect, But man, we're striving for perfection every single time that you're out there. And if you're a true pro, if it means a lot to you, like Kamari, like every single play matters. Like there is no, oh, it's okay. I let them get a play here or there. Like you cannot have that mindset. And that's the mindset that Kamari has. That's why he's always straining and he has that desire to continue to grow, continue to get better. And that allows him to be a really great, great pro for us.
Thank you.
Cody.
D'Amico, when it comes to the running backs, is this game plan dependent on which guy goes in? Is it flow of the game? How do you decide which running back is right for which situation after some of the success Woody had last week and then how Chubb's kind of put some consistency together as well?
Yeah, we continue to work both guys in. Some of it is game plan oriented where we have particular runs for certain guys, and some of it also, Cody, just the flow of the game. Like if a guy just breaks a long run or a guy is tired, like Coach Danny Berry does a great job of rotating those guys. We have capable guys who can run the football, so we want to make sure they're as fresh as possible. And DB does a great job of rotating those guys in and getting them in on the plays that we've designed for them.
Jonathan?
Let me go with Christian Harris being inactive. Is that more of him – you know, he dealt with the injury. Is that more of him trying to get back to where he was, or is that more of EJ Speed and others playing really well at his position?
Yeah, for our inactives, it'll be different guys are inactive every week, as you guys see. It's just kind of flow for how that week is going and what we see is best for us to win the game that particular week. So it'll change every given week. So nothing against Christian.
Christy?
D'Amico, you guys didn't have any really high draft picks this year, but you've still managed to get like big contributions from your rookie class. How valuable is it to have these guys that aren't necessarily the top picks come in and contribute immediately for you?
It's very valuable having the rookies that we have contribute. It doesn't matter where you pick. Like you may get one high pick, but how can you hit on guys throughout the draft? Like when there is a deep draft class, how can you hit on those guys and have guys who can come in and contribute right away? That's always been the focus for us. Get guys, have an idea of what's the role for the guy, not just selecting guys to select them, but having a defined role. And how is that guy going to fit on your roster? What is going to be his place on your team, right? We always go into it with the mindset before we even select a guy, we have to understand his fit for our team, right? And I think we've done a good job of understanding the fit, the role for guys, and that allows them to come in, contribute very early.
Kim?
Hey, good morning, D'Amico. Can you talk a little bit about the you guys did some different things with the offensive line yesterday. I know you guys had Juicing and you guys used Blake Fisher quite a bit. Talk about bringing in those guys who were around last year, but we hadn't seen them as much this year, and how you guys were creative in using them yesterday.
For us, offensively, defensively, again, I always tell my coaches, like, we have to do whatever it takes that particular week to win the game. So as you saw, we had some different looks. Or we went with more of a jumbo package on that week. Well, that's what we thought was best for us, right? Offensively, on the offensive line and for our defensive line, went with heavier personnel because we thought that was the best thing for us. Our main goal this particular week was to dominate the run game. And we did that on the offensive side, ran the ball for over 150 yards. And then on the defensive side, the guys did a really great job of stopping the run. So that was our focus. That was our game plan for the week. And again, that changes based on our opponent and who we're playing. But for me, it's any week, whatever the week is, are we doing whatever is necessary for us to win? Doesn't matter what we've done before, who's been in before, who was inactive before. It really doesn't matter. It's like, what do we need that week to win the game?
Sam?
Good morning, D'Amico. Good morning. With you all kind of building this momentum over the past 2 weeks, how do you go about approaching this bye week, you know, having this positive momentum and it being kind of early coming on in the season?
With the momentum piece, it's great to have, you know, back-to-back wins and continue to for our guys to work the right way and see those results, see it pay off, see their work pay off. But again, like we'll take our time this week. We'll let guys, you know, get away for a little bit and make sure they reset, refocus, get some rest, much needed rest. And we know we'll have a long haul ahead of us, but it's just about one game at a time, one week at a time, making sure we maximize our preparation to do what we need to do to be ready to go play our best in the games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron.
Hey, D'Amico, when you do have this extra time, obviously recharging, like you said, is very important, but there's also extra time to prepare. What are the ways to kind of balance those things as far as watching extra Seattle tape and have a follow-up? Thank you.
Hey, you want to do as much work as you can to prepare for your next opponent. And we'll have extra time to prepare for Seattle, have a chance to see them play another game. So we'll put our preparation towards Seattle and make sure we're ready to go for that one. And it's a big Monday night game for us. And, hey, we're excited again about the opportunity to play on prime time, and we want our guys to be ready to roll.
And anything new on Jimmy Ward from a health standpoint and also anything with the NFL? As far as you see off the exempt list, is that pretty much a closed situation for that with the league? Have you heard anything new? Thank you.
Yeah, Jimmy is doing well with his rehab. He's progressing really well. Now he's able to focus on strictly rehabbing. So I'm happy for Jimmy and situation getting resolved. Unfortunately, it took a long time for it to happen, but you know, I'm happy that everything came out in a positive manner for Jimmy.
We have time for a few more. Randy.
Morning, D'Amico.
Morning.
I had the chance to sit down with Dylan Horton last week. He's approaching his two-year mark of overcoming his cancer diagnosis. Just want to ask you what that has meant to you and this organization. And, of course, he continues to have a role in your defense. But a story that he said the support of the organization along that battle he had was really important to him. From your perspective, can you weigh in on that a little bit?
Yeah, Dylan is such an amazing young man. Really proud of him for just the way he pushed through, you know, his diagnosis and the way he battled and fought to overcome it. It was it's a very inspiring moment to see such a young man handle it the way he handled it. He handled it with grace, smile, positive attitude. Every time you saw him, you didn't even think anything was wrong with him. But I think with the support from our organization, also, you know, he had tremendous support from his family. I don't know of a better kid, and just the way that he goes about his business every day, the way he's able to inspire other people who had the cancer diagnosis or are going through it. Like, Dylan is a guy that you can definitely look to for encouragement and in whatever that is. It may not be cancer, whatever adversity that someone is facing in life. I think you can handle it the way Dylan Horton has handled this. You handle it with a smile, you handle it with grace, you handle it with a positive attitude, knowing that as you continue to push through, you know, everything is going to be all right. And Dylan is definitely representative of that. And I couldn't be more proud of him. And you know, not just a player, on the field. He's been doing a good job as a player, but more proud of him just as a young man and what he stands for.
Jonathan?
Miko, did you all come out of Sunday's game relatively healthy, or are you going to have somebody dealing with something?
Yeah, we came out pretty healthy.
Cody?
With Jalen Petrie, his second year playing this position that he started playing last year for you guys, where have you seen the growth from last year to this year for him in that position, and what have you made of his start to the season for what you guys ask him to do?
Jalen's been outstanding. Outstanding start to the season. The growth piece is what we saw for the past 3 weeks, like him attacking the football, now having three interceptions on the year. I mean, that's the growth that I've seen. Not only everybody understands how active he is around the line of scrimmage and blitzing, but just the pass coverage piece and being able to take the football away. That's the piece of his game that's taken another step. I know he did that his rookie year. He had five his rookie year. To see him, you know, not have many last year and now to come in and have three, and there's many more to come from him. He's playing physical. He had a really, you know, big hit yesterday. He's playing physical. He's having fun on the field. Like, if you watch the tape and you just watch Jalen Petrie play the game, that's how I want everybody to play. Like, he's out there flying around, having fun, being where he's supposed to be, playing clean football, and doing it with a huge smile on his face. So he's making a ton of plays for us, and I couldn't be happier with where he is right now and what he's doing for our team.
We'll close with Kim and then Sarge.
Hey, D'Amico, when you I know you've been focused on the Texans, but when you look around the league and you see how maybe teams that were picked to, you know, go to the Super Bowl before the season started, how everybody kind of, it's a reminder that you have to play every week. Do you use that as to talk to your players about forgetting about an 0-3 start because it's very much open for really anybody in the league? Can you just address how the league is? I don't know if that's more parity, or how do you talk about that?
Really, Kim, I really don't talk about it because, honestly, like, I don't even know who's picked to win it all and how does that factor in. Like, no one truly knows. It's all opinions, right, who's going to win it all and what people think. Like, and that's okay for everybody to have their opinion, but no one knows how the season goes. Like, you know, a team can lose a guy here or there at any time and that their season is shifted. Right. So you, it's like, and how can that team adapt? How can they overcome it? Like, you know, you could go on a good run. You could have a bat. Like, it's so many things. The season is so long. The ball bounces different ways every single week. And so there, to me, you go in each week trying to do your best to win. You don't focus on the past, what's happened in the past, the momentum everybody likes to talk about, it really doesn't matter. It's just about how are you dialed in for that week and how are you doing your best in that 3.5 hours to get the job done. That's all that matters. The opinions about who's going to win it, who's the best team, the rankings, like none of that matters. At the end of the day, we're going to work our hardest to have a shot to get into the dance. And that's what every team around the league is doing. Like, play your best to give your team an opportunity to get in the playoffs and then see what happens from there.
Go ahead, Sarge.
Coach, I apologize if you've been asked this. I got in here a little bit late this morning, but
can't be late, dog.
I flew in on an early morning flight just to make it here. But Coach, before the game, during the week and before the game, you told your players that you want them to go out and do a couple of things. You told the defense that you wanted three takeaways. They went out there and they got you three takeaways. But you also said that, you know, you want them to play with juice. You want them to, you know, energy and excitement. Did you expect Jalen Noel to pull out that celebration as far as nostalgia is concerned? He said that he learned that dance. He learned the celebration dance on Saturday night. I don't think he's even old enough to remember watching Ray Lewis or seeing Ray Lewis at the side of on YouTube. But what did that celebration dance, were you surprised by it at all?
I was definitely surprised by it. I've been on the offensive guys a lot for the past couple of weeks about making sure they have some celebrations ready, right, for the end zone. Like, it's just a psychological thing to me. If you're thinking about celebrations, then you'll get in the end zone. So I'm happy that we're getting a little swag on the offensive side and we're getting in the end zone and we have some celebrations ready to go. But I did, Jay Noel did surprise me with the Ray Lewis.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank
guys.
You, Coach.
All right, have a good one.
D'Amico Ryan's just talking to the media, doing his Monday press conference after that great victory yesterday as the Texans took it to the Ravens yesterday on the road. By the way, Football Talk, we also went around the NFL last segment. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We can spend more time on what we just heard from D'Amico a little bit later on,
yeah.
but just, you know, off the top of your head, anything stand out or what was the biggest takeaway from what you just heard from the head coach over the last 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think the young guys. I think the young guys is going to be an ongoing theme here between now and, well, the rest of the season, but really certainly between now and the Seattle game. You got to get they've been doing a good job of getting these guys on the field more. We saw the production, you know, I know Xavier Hutchinson is not a young guy per se anymore, technically speaking, but Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noel, getting him on the field, Woody Marks, mm-hmm. and the things that he was talking about there, how it's a game plan offense, and I don't doubt him. But I think part of that game plan is we've got to figure out how to get these guys more touches. I keep going back to the very first drive of the game yesterday. You had seven guys, seven different skill position players touch the ball. That was huge to me, and not only was it huge, but a lot of those guys were the rookies.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And Xavier Hutchinson.
And I think that was the big difference yesterday in terms of you can make all the excuses for the Ravens and all these injuries, and they have, I think, six rookies playing yesterday. Yeah, well, you know, the Texans rookies looked pretty good, too, on yeah. their side. And,
yeah.
And they're also rookies, so that was certainly a good sign for the Texans. We'll have more thoughts on what we heard from the head coach coming up throughout the rest of the show. But we do have to get to what's popping when we come back. And let me tell you, there's a baseball team right now being compared to the Houston Astros, and not for a good reason per se. We'll get to that next. It's in the Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.